It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on some record-setting performances in BSU Beaver football history. Bemidji State has played football since 1926. In those 90 years, only a select few have found their way into the record books. In 2001, the BSU offense was potent. They could run, pass, or catch on any given play. Ryan Welly was the recipient of many of those passes. In fact, he's only the second 1,000-yard receiver in school history. Brent Bolte joins us next. Bucky's Legends continues after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
In 2001, Ryan Welly caught 60 passes for 1,045 yards. That's one of just two 1,000-yard receiving performances at BSU in a single season. The other 1,000-yard receiver was Dave Patton in 1977. Head coach Brent Bolte
was a huge one because, I mean, obviously before him there wasn't hardly any. So I think it goes back to the style offense that we went to go play, and Ryan is just an extremely good player. There's a lot of weapons on that team, but man, even 60 yards, his average was extremely high, and he made a lot of huge plays down the field vertically and made guys miss. He's a big, strong, physical kid, and they could break tackles. So, yeah, it's pretty remarkable, number one, that there's not been more with how many dynamic offenses there have been, but really just shows the elite status of that number. Ryan's one of my favorites. You know, I got to coach him for my years on offense, my first, I think, his sophomore and junior year before I went to a different position. So he just was a grinder. He was a linebacker in a receiver's body, and he consummate team player. Being a local kid just made it that much special, or more special for the program. But Ryan was just a lot of fun. He had fun and enjoyed football as much as anybody that we've had over the years, and it's nice to see, again, a local guy with strong ties to the community have that type of experience. The ironic part is, you know, you look at, you know, our books, I look at the records often too, and just look at the names and not being able to watch film on Patton and see some of those guys, but it does just kind of scratch your head that there's not been more, you know, receiving yards and more, you know, in those particular, with the amount of guys that we've had come through here, been all conference and even all American receivers. So it's wild to me to think there's only two of them in that role.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.